You're listening to the Ben Uyama podcast, where we talk about personal growth for men, becoming godly men, and my personal favorite, mastering our sex drive through beating porn addiction and finding a wife. I'm also married. Guys, I've got a bunch of kids, and my professional line of work has been consulting men with sexual addiction for many years now. So let's get started.
What is good, brother? I am sorry that I haven't been posting videos. I want to give you an honest update on life, what I've been thinking about. I don't want to do videos about porn anymore. I don't want to do videos about addiction. I feel like I've said everything I can on this channel. The world of addiction and porn is so, so deep and so such a struggle for men. And I feel that I have given everything I can through the content here totally for free. I have nothing that I'm selling anymore. There's no coaching, there's no programs for sale. It's just all free. Even my course is free. Everything I do is free, right? And so I have been thinking and contemplating, what can I offer you guys from my heart, from my soul? Because I make a lot of content. I do. There's a ton of videos that I just don't publish because it's just raw feeling, emotion, thoughts, rants, all this kind of stuff. And I haven't had a place to put it. I have other channels that I have on different topics, but I haven't really found the place to put my heart, like my deep, deep desires to express, right? And so I'll just share with you guys really honestly here, you know, without any preparation for this video, what I'm really about and where I want to go in my life in terms of teaching and educating. I love God. I love God. I love God. And I love God because I have felt God so deeply in my life, primarily through my wife, to be honest. The amount of times I've made mistakes through porn, even, and masturbation in our marriage. You know, we've been married for 15 years this year. 15 years. How many young men can say that proudly? I can. We have 3 children that we're raising, and I felt God beyond anything I could have ever imagined. Through these relationships, through these people, through these little souls, these little hearts that I'm helping to mold together with my wife. I've never felt grace in my life more so than spilling the beans and telling my wife about my darkness, my shadows, my insecurities, my fears, my habits, my porn use, and then receiving nothing but absolute genuine love and grace from her. I've never felt God so much more than in those moments. So I feel a calling. I want to help people experience that more than anything. That's what I want. And me talking about porn and masturbation is like, it's old news for me. It's like I've given everything I have in my mind from my experience. And now it's like, I want to take people to deeper levels. I don't care about vanity metrics. I don't care about virality. Maybe I did, you know, a bit in the past in the videos here. But at this point in my life, I don't care about money. I don't care about making more money. I'm good there. I feel satisfied and happy with our living situation. I don't care about fame. I care about really expressing my heart fully to people. Really, I feel like shaking people. You've seen it maybe if you've watched any of my videos. You've seen it come out in me a little bit. I have this fire in me that is undying, that I can't contain because it's a passion that is part rage, part love, and part God. And that fire is burning inside me. And even if I try to contain it, even if I try to de-emphasize it, maybe even pour some water on it, I can't, because all I do is pour gasoline on it. All I do is let that flame expand and consume everything and everyone around me. And so when I meet people in person, I can't contain it. When I speak on stage publicly, in front of people, I can't contain it. I get emotional, I get raw, I get almost angry, but it's not a self-justice type anger. It's not a self-righteous anger. It's a loving anger. The kind of anger you get when you want to shake some truth into someone, when you want to take somebody who's sleeping, who is just unaware, completely unaware of their life and of God, unaware of how their existence influences, impacts people around them. People are just watching porn or consuming media online with no consideration that there's a better life out there for you. When I see parents who are raising their children as degenerates with no guidance about God, with no love, with just focusing on external vanity of what looks good but rather feels good, and where people are not following their heart, but they're following their head, and people are focused on money and fame and status and all this external shit. Shite. Shiza. That doesn't matter in the grand scheme of life. And that's what fires me up. I'm going to put this mic down because I'm not actually using it. I just realized it's not on. I am sick and tired of our collective cultural focus on the external world, on how we look and how we act and how fit people are. I get it, guys. I grew up in this world. I understand. But that's not how God intends us to live. That is not how our souls intend to live. Think about how much you collectively as a culture, we think about money, status, enjoyment, what feels good in the moment. And how much time and attention do we actually give to the things that matter most to us? And if I asked you right now, what is your number one priority in your life? What would you say? Write it down. Okay, what's your number two priority in your life? Okay, great, write it down. And how much of your time and attention and energy do you give to your number one priority in your life compared to other things that you give your priority to, right? How much time and attention do you give to your phone, to social media, to YouTube, for goodness sake, to podcasts? But if you're going to sit there and say, my number one priority is God or my relationships, my family, my faith, my country, serving the world, whatever it is your number one, then you have to be able to back that up with integrity and say, yes, my schedule matches my priorities. Because your priority is not dictated by what you want to be your priority, but it's dictated by where you put your attention. That is your number one priority. And for the vast majority of people that I want to shake to death, their number one priority is external things that don't matter. That don't matter in the long-term grand scheme of life. Yes, sometimes it matters.
Oh, but Benji, it's really important to make good money and serve my, you know, and get a good education. It's really important that I work out, right? It's really important, but you don't understand. It's super important. My parents will be mad at me if I...
I'm not saying it's not important. I'm saying it's disproportionately emphasized in our culture. There is a time and place to focus on external things, but it doesn't have to consume the vast majority of our mental real estate, our attention, our focus, our love. That stuff should be reserved for the internal things. Our energy should be reserved for serving others, serving God, finding a spouse, marrying that person, serving her, raising children in an environment that has God at the center of it, that has love, genuine love, not artificial BS love. Oh, good job, Johnny. You're such a good little boy. I love you. Give me a hug. I'm talking about real love. Raising a family in that kind of environment where God is present, where you have a man and woman that are genuinely masculine, feminine. A man is leading the family and the wife is taking care of the family and serving the family. Or whatever your dynamic looks like in your life. You have a family unit that experiences God so deeply that you become God for those around you. You become God for your neighbors, for your community, for your church, for your faith, for your work environment. And you stop trying to look outside of your own nuclear existence for happiness and joy in God. But you create it. You become the voice of God in your life. You become the voice of goodness in your life. And you stop waiting for it to come to you. You stop waiting for people to come to you. You stop waiting for the right wife to marry to come to you, the right children for your children to become the individuals that are gonna make you happy. You stop waiting for the woman that's gonna come and make you happy, but you become a source of happiness and you become a source of God's love for everyone around you. That is what I give a damn about. That's what I give a damn about. That's what I care. And what I talk about in my work, my line of work, is porn addiction, sexual integrity, because it is the single greatest constraint and roadblock that is blocking people from experiencing God, because we're living in shame and shadows. You've been living in shame and shadows for so long to the point that you don't even know how to experience God because you feel like you're a piece of shite all the time. You feel like you're worthless. You feel like a piece of garbage, but you're not. And that's the message that I'm trying to tell people. Is that you're unconditionally loved by God, that you don't see, you are loved more than you know, and the process of healing and recovery
is one of experiencing God more in your life through relationships, through people, through the ones that you love and that you know love you back. That is how God is experienced fundamentally at the heart level. And that is the road, by the way, to experiencing freedom from addiction. Any addiction you want. Phone addiction, porn addiction, drug addiction, alcoholism, anything you want. Anger, you struggle with anger, you struggle with infatuation, crushes, fantasy. You struggle with whatever weirdo fetish porn that you, whatever, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, it's all forms of addiction, all forms of escapism, all forms of just trying to deal with the issue of you don't experience God in your life. Which I know is the most cliche thing in the planet for any person of faith to say, you need God in your life. But it's true, because love, God's love specifically, is the fabric of the universe that's keeping everything together. And if you're missing that element, that magic sauce, then guess what? You are going to look for it in every place you can imagine, but it's not gonna fill you up. Porn is not gonna fill you up. Addiction is not gonna fill you up. None of it's gonna fill you up, because the only source that is going to fill you up is genuine God's love, and that is experienced through deep connections with human beings, through deep relationships with people. It's through your parents. It's through your spouse, my friends. It's through experiencing that union with your woman, with your wife. It's through experiencing raising children. You cannot experience God's love more than giving that kind of love to your children, to watching them make mistakes and fall flat on their face and telling them with encouragement, son, daughter, get up. You're still loved. You can do it. I believe in you. That's the heart that God has for you. That's it. That's the God of love. And that is the road to victory. You're trying to quit porn. Sure, you can do it. Guess what? If you keep doing this nofap thing where you're counting days essentially to your next slip up, that's what you're doing. You're not healing. You're not recovering. I just talked with a guy who's struggling his brains out with fantasy and crushes. He's fantasizing about every woman that comes by, right? And he's doing really well with his porn addiction. He hasn't watched porn in over a year, 18 months, right? And he's like, but now I'm really struggling with fantasy and struggling with crushes. I'm crushing on every girl I meet. And I told him, guess what, son? You have just replaced one addiction for another, because all you're doing is counting the days that you're abstaining from porn, but you're not healing, you're not recovering, you're not addressing the root issue, you're just abstaining for the sake of abstaining, and you're not letting God into your life. You're not letting God into your life. You are not letting God into your life. You're not letting God into your life. You are not letting God into your life. No one else. It's not the porn industry's fault. Porn wouldn't exist if people didn't create a demand for it. The supply wouldn't exist. All the degenerate things you see online, social media, all the hatred, all the just messed up things that are such wastes of time that you see on Instagram, YouTube, everywhere, wouldn't exist if you didn't create a demand for it. If we didn't create the demand, because we're the degenerates that are feeding the algorithm, because the algorithm is us. It is you and me. It's the people. So it's no one's fault. You haven't let God into your life. Why am I saying this? Do I mean that you have to experience God in a specific way, in a specific type of ritual? No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that there are shadows in your life. There are secrets in your life. There is stagnant water running through your veins, contaminated water. Your conscience is dirty. And you feel ashamed of being seen by the light. You feel ashamed of being seen for who you really are. But once you put down that mask and let yourself be seen by the people in your life that you know are going to lift you up and give you grace, you haven't experienced that yet. You need to go to those people. You need to identify the shadow in your life, and you need to cast light onto it, and you need to eliminate that shadow, because when you do that, you will be liberated from yourself. You will be liberated from the devil, from satanic influences, whatever you want to call it, your ego, the enemy. I don't care what you call it, guys, but there is a force in your life that is not of God, that is not of you, that is a giant shadow that you've been holding onto, and you need to liberate yourself from yourself. So identify that shadow, talk with it with the right person, somebody that will be there for you. It's the right person that's going to listen to you and say, hey, you made a mistake. I still love you. You're still worthy of love. Like my wife has done for me, like countless others have done for me. That's the road to victory. That's the road to experiencing God, because when you do that, when you shed light on that shadow with the right person, you will immediately experience God back into your life, because you will feel what? No shadows. You will cast no shadows. You will feel like pure water again, like you've cleansed your conscience. You're like a clean canvas. And when you have a clean conscience, guys, a clean white canvas, it becomes infinitely easier for you to identify when your conscience is contaminated again. You notice the tiniest of shadow, the tiniest of speck of dirt on your conscience, and you will cleanse it again, and it will be back to experiencing the life that you're meant to live. That's what I'm trying to help people do. But guess what? This stuff is not viral worthy. No one wants to talk about this. No one wants to hear this stuff. But I want to share this message with people. So I'm asking you guys, I'm asking you, let me know, what can I do? What should I do? When you hear me speak, what do you feel like I should do? Just talk more like this? Do I talk about specific topics? I don't know what to do. I don't really want to go viral, but some fire in me needs to get this stuff out to whoever needs to hear it. I want to go deep with people. I don't care about going wide with people. I want to go deep with people. And if that's you, I want you to stick around. I want to talk to you. I want you to let me know what you need, brother. I want to hear from you. Yes, you, the actual you that's listening this far into this video. I want to hear from you, my friend. I want you to tell me what you need in your life so that I can go deep with you. That's what my heart's calling me to do, because I have this fire in me that cannot be contained, cannot be squashed. No matter how much I try, I keep turning on the camera to share with you guys. Lots of love. See you.
Hey bro, I hope you enjoyed that episode. You can quit porn today, guys. It just takes 30 days. In fact, we have a special promo code that's Ben, B-E-N, if you want to get 30 days of free Covenant Eyes. And you can cancel at any time, by the way. I do recommend Covenant Eyes for three good reasons. Number one, it literally blocks porn on all your devices. Number two, it has the best accountability reporting of all the software around, if you want to use that. And number three, this is the first step to actually getting serious about quitting porn for good. This special offer again is BEN for a 30-day free trial. And I will catch you in the next episode.